Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about spirituality, healing, energy, alternative medicine, higher levels of consciousness, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun way to nourish your spirit. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
We want to welcome everybody to the Transformation Cafe. And as always, we have the lovely Gloria scooting up to the table here in the cafe. Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
I am doing wonderfully. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Wonderful to have you joining us tonight. And I'm Robin Misevich, your regular host here at the cafe. So I have run into a book. Actually, I didn't run into it. I saw it in a bookstore. It's called Salt, Lemon, Vinegar, and Baking Soda, and it's called Shay Zukowski, and it's all about the Fab Four in the grocery store. And I just really love this book. Really attracted my attention. We've been doing so many shows lately that are really being environmentally friendly, going green, and just really finding all these really wonderful things with just natural products that are out there, whether they be, you know, floral essences, herbs, and things like that we've done in the last few shows, just things that are just out there in the grocery store that are so beneficial. And I've heard it said, and I would love your input on this for you, of that the most powerful things that we can really do for ourselves are really things that we can get from the grocery store. Have you heard that?
I haven't heard it from the grocery store. I've heard from nature.
From nature, yeah, that's really true. Because, I mean, I think of cayenne pepper, I think of ginger, garlic, you know, some of these roots and herbs and things like that we've got available to us at the grocery store that are just phenomenal when it comes to just being able to introduce those into the body and really helping us to stay in just a place of wellness. So I just really wanted to jump in here, and I'm actually just going to read a little bit about the introduction on this book, because it's just, Shay just did such a great job on it. So it basically said that there these days there are over hundreds of products in the market that are claiming to be green, and that's really true if you look at all the different stuff that's out there. And yet, you know, we always want to encourage everybody to be reading the labels. And on the market claiming to be green, a natural response to the consumer's demand for our more earth-friendly options and for cleaners less toxic to the home environment. But when you may be pleasantly surprised, is going green doesn't mean that it has to spend a lot of money. Really, all these products that we're going to be talking about, you know, the Fab Four are just amazing with just friendly and then having to be such power-packed goodies that are there. So you most likely have already read about the four natural everyday items in your home that can accomplish hundreds of household tasks, foregoing dozens of different products and stocking up on these guys. So the Fab Four are the salt, lemon, vinegar, and baking soda, and they are all you need for the all-stars of your kitchen, laundry, personal, household, outdoor, and pet care tasks. Each one is inexpensive, earth-friendly, and provides a wealth of uses, whether it be on a combination of them or just by themselves. So what I thought we could do is go ahead and talk a little bit about just the four in just general, and then I'd love to just kind of jump into some of the different things on that. And Gloria, whenever you want to jump in with different kinds of things that we're finding out too, I kind of let her know what we're going to be talking tonight. So did you find a few things that you wanted to share, Gloria? Oh, she did. Okay. I know that laugh. Okay. Well, let me go ahead and just kind of introduce these guys just on a real general thing. And I've got some history and all different kinds of stuff that it's so cool to find out about these things because, you know, gosh, when you just think of them on just a general level, like, you know, each one would say, well, I know what my mom taught me to use, or maybe what I've known just on myself for different things. But it's always those little tidbits of things that you just had no idea that all this stuff is being really great to be able to use. So let's go ahead and start with salt. So most of us think that salt, and if you look at history, salt has been used just like gold. And when it comes to levels of societies and over the years, how people have relied on it for survival. And it's also been highly effective in the means of preserving food, and it's also really been used in all different regions to be just kind of controlling civilization, as it were. And I really want to point out to everybody that it's really important to look at salt, because we've got table salt, which is an ionized salt, and then we have Himalayan salt. There's actually all different kinds of salt. But ones that are really, really available now, I really encourage everybody is to get the Himalayan salt. They usually have grinders and stuff that come with it. The trace minerals that are available in that and not having it overly processed is really important for the body. And, you know, being careful with salt, too, because it can cause hypertension and just all different kinds of stuff. So, and just right off the bat, too, we really want to recommend to everybody that, you know, this is for entertainment. And if you have any questions or any kind of things that you get inspired, really consult a professional, your doctor, or some nutrition, or with other items that we're going to be talking about. I'm going to go ahead and go to the professional to make sure that that's something that you actually might want to be partaking in. So a little bit of research is always a good thing, and making sure that that's something safe and sane for yourself to be working with to make sure that it's something that can provide health and wellness for yourself. So, but just with the salt thing, I thought that was really interesting.
I definitely recommend more than a little bit of research. I recommend a lot of research.
Yes, exactly. So the cool thing about salt and looking at the history of salt, I love this book because it's broken into just kind of a little quick views, and then it goes into each of the different Dabur, and it gives you some history, how it works, and then it jumps into all the different kinds of things like we had rattled through for cooking, for personal care, for pet care, just different things that are really, really cool with all that stuff. So, but salt was originally harvested back in, 6,000 BC in northern China. And there's evidence that even in Egypt, the beginning civilizations, they were figuring out that if they go ahead and do evaporations with that, they were able to use the sea salt. And, you know, even today we know the value of sea salt and how important that is with nutrition and all the different things they can do, preserving food and things like that. Nowadays, because of all the different things we've done with salt, there's more than 14,000 uses for salt. And I'm thinking that's probably even try with the different things that go on that. So, but, salt is just, the salt of the earth, we think of that when it comes to just the important things that have to do with that stuff. So salt is definitely one thing you want to be looking at to be going that. So have you anything in going on with salt there you want to share, Maria?
Salt is the pillar of life.
Salt is the pillar of life. And you could turn to salt if you look back. Depending on the biblical stories you want to hanging out with, look back the wrong way, you're going to turn into a pillar of salt. That's for sure. So be careful with that. Be careful where you're looking sometimes. It might catch up with you. So I wanted to rattle off a few things that are really great for salt. Salt is, of course, a firefighter. If you've got a grease fire, you can get salt and be able to put the fire out, which works out really great. Usually saying a cup, if you take put it in the bottom of the pan and then go ahead and cover it with a lid, it will tame the flames. So that's a cool thing. It says here you can use it for copper. You can scrub pots with salt to go ahead and clean them. And I know personally with this cooking class I once took, salt is a really great sterilizer. So if you want to use it on your cutting boards and things like that, that's a wonderful way of cleaning the wood and stuff that you're going to be cooking with, whether it's your different utensils made out of wood and then your cutting boards and things like that. It's great to be able to do that too. And, cast iron cleaner, enamel pan cleaners. There's all kinds of cleaners here. This one's interesting. It says it's great for chilling wine. If you don't want to have a bottle of wine chilled, if you don't have a bottle of wine chilled for your guests and want to cool it down quickly, salt can help. You fill a bucket of ice with some water and add salt, and then place the bottle in the center of it, and the wine will be perfectly chilled within 10 minutes. Did you know that?
Well, they also
use it for ice cream too, don't they? Yeah.
Yes, they do. That helps too, yeah. And they also use salt for dry shampoo.
Oh, for dry shampoo? Wow, that's good
to know.
Yeah,
you can make it with baby powder.
We haven't gotten that far in that.
You can make it with baby powder, cornstarch, or cornmeal, and you mix it with some salt.
Uh-huh.
And then you you just put it into a flour sifter to, mix it really well.
Mm-hmm.
And then you send it into your hair and comb it through.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. It says here too that you also can clean a percolator coffee pot with it as well. Kind of do a fourth of a cup of salt into the basket where the coffee normally is, and then go ahead and plug it in and put the water in. And as it brews, it will sterilize and clean out the interior of your coffee pot cleaner.
Well, and I seem to remember, and I haven't really looked for it yet, but I seem to remember my great-grandmother using salt, something to do with cleaning either rugs or linens.
We're going to get to lemons. I think it's going to be basically
lemon. I didn't say lemons.
Oh, okay.
Either using salt to clean rugs or linens.
Oh, linens. Okay, linens. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I said, and salt, I really learned that too, because I've also talked a little bit about Epsom salt and how Epsom salt is just really wonderful for all that stuff too. It's also saying here it was really great for when you want to declog a drain. You can put salt down the drain, and that really helps to get rid of the grease and stuff like that too. So that's another thing that works really well with that stuff. So,
and within the research that people do, I also want to add in the disclaimer that if you're diabetic, you should be very careful, if not using it, to never use Epsom salt because it affects the insulin level in the body.
Yes. So like I said, everything that we're sharing tonight, I'll make sure that you're really checking on that and making sure that it's something that's safe and reasonable for yourself to be able to do that. They've got this really great thing for gardening and outdoor uses. You can use salt to get rid of snails. Slugs don't like snail, putting salt around your vegetables and things like that to be able to use it as a natural pest, for getting rid of pests like that. And they're also saying that if you put a cup of flour and salt together and you go ahead and put it around your cabbage and broccoli and cauliflower, it's another way that you can go ahead and you can dust that actually onto the plants, discourages them from wanting to be chomping on your leaves. I thought that was interesting. They're helping it to be in there. And then when you do scrub brushes can scratch and stop the residue that clings onto clay pots. But if you use salt on clay pots, it's able to clean it without having it have any kind of residues and things like that. It's a cleaner for that. So that works really well for that too. So that I'm sure we're just literally scratching the surface when it comes to some of the information here that's available, stuff like that. But that's the fun things about salt I didn't know, having that, all those different things that you can do.
Well, and, keeping with what you had said about, doing research, one of the things that most people, it's really great to look at all the benefits, and we need to really make sure, when I said do research, because a lot of the different things that we use, if you combine things, you have to be aware of alkalines and various irritants.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, research, pay attention, learn.
Yeah, and I think a lot of these too is like this book, I would go ahead and get the book. Again, it's Salt, Lemon, Vinegar, and Baking Soda, Reduce, Reuse, and Repurpose Handbook by Shay Zukowski. And we will have a picture of the book online, and we'll have that opportunity. You can go to our store and be able to order that, and be able to get it through the different stuff. So lemons, just the same thing. They have so many things that they can do. It's just the list of the different things that this amazing fruit can do is just amazing. It's a mild bleach, it has mild bleach properties. It is really great for removing stains on clothing and fabric. And when you use it in combination of salt or baking soda, it really boosts for cleaning with other products that you have. So a lot of the stuff that they're saying, if you add it to, commercial, laundry soap and things like that, it actually aids in having things get cleaned as well. And then lemons also help to really, there's a whole section in here about how you can use it for beauty products, and because like they're saying, you can lighten your hair and remove age spots by having that. Remember when you were little, I can remember my mom and my grandmother were saying that, take a lemon and then use it on your face to get rid of your pimples and your age spots from bleaching things on it. So I'm sure that's true because it really helps to balance out your pH. And I'm just a firm believer in drinking, water with lemon. It's one of the best things. Your body really just loves that, and it really helps to balance out your system for that. So, again, checking with your doctor and if there's any kind of things with medication and stuff like that that might be something that you just want to be considering before you go ahead and do something like that. But for the normal person out there, lemon, a little bit of lemon in your water is just refreshing and really helps to cleanse your body. I've heard just by a lot of people that are advocates for juicing and things like that, starting the day with a tall glass of water with a little bit of lemon in it is a great way to start your day and to end your day. And I think in Europe, there's a practice that instead of dessert, people will end their meal with some water with lemon to kind of clean the palate and get your digestion and everything going by having that be something that you end your meal with to kind of help, you know, move things through and have it giving the body some cleansing for the system. With lemons, one thing I thought was interesting is Christopher Columbus was credited for introducing lemons to the Americas during his second voyage that established the settlement in Haiti. I thought that was interesting. And it's been, you know, lemons really kind of started with them being cultivated. It really got more popular when in Italy, and that's connected with Christopher Columbus as well. And having that something that brought over, being able to use it for, you know, ornamental trees and then also for an antiseptic, yeah. And having that be something that was really cool for that kind of stuff. So what do you use lemons for, Gloria?
I've had the opportunity to use it as an astringent and for cleaning my hair.
Mm-hmm.
Using it, you know, as a rinse to help get the residual shampoo out. Because mm-hmm. whenever you use shampoo, it's recommended, and a lot of people don't hear this, but it's recommended that you switch out your shampoos every couple of months, because when you use one particular shampoo, it causes a buildup on the hair. And so being able to give it a rinse with just some diluted lemon water helps to break up all of that residual shampoo, and it helps to make your hair shinier.
Yeah, that's a great idea, because I think what Neutrogena is one of those ones that really pushes, you know, changing out your shampoos and using something as an alternative. But like I said, you know, like you're saying, lemon juice is a really great way from that. So an all-purpose cleaner that they've got here in the book is 2 to 3 cups of lemon peel, and then you put 2 cups of vinegar with it. And it helps to be a grease fighter with the vinegar and also the lemon. And it makes it smell really great because the lemons are there. So it says, you know, a perfect solution for all sorts of cleaning challenges. To make a batch, you just start by filling a large, wide mouth jar left over with lemon peels. And that can even be citrus fruits, such as orange, limes, and grapefruit. And then cover the peels with vinegar and place the lid on the jar and let it sit in the dark in a cool place for about 4 weeks. And then you give the jar a good shake about every week or so. And then you strain the mixture through cheesecloth and discard the lemon peels, and then use the regular vinegar to any of the cleaning formulas that are here. So it's an all-purpose thing that really helps. And you can also add a little bit of baking soda, which helps to make it more like a scrubbing, you know, has like a comet or something like that, where it helps to have a little more bite to it. Mix it on there. So that's a really wonderful thing with lemon juice, with the water and a little bit of baking soda. You can use it as a vegetable and fruit wash. And we've talked about that before when we had green advocates on here, you know, people who were for making sure that we're just doing basic things to get all the residual stuff off of our fruits and vegetables before we go ahead and eat that. So that's one thing that's really great with that too.
And it's probably safer and cleaner than using some of those chemical washes.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
I'm always kind of standoffish when it comes to the idea of cleaning fruits and vegetables with soap. And mm-hmm. and I understand, but I would much rather wash it with something that I know is edible than something that is chemical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this is even saying with laundries and things like that, you can use it too for mildew stain remover, any kind of stains, and you know, so some of those tougher stains that you've got in laundry, you can definitely get that done. And it's even saying on leather, if you've got a spot cleaner you need to do with leather, you can also use it on leather as well. I wouldn't thought that would have been okay. You can use it for shoe polish. And for grass stains and things like that on your different stuff that you have. It's great for sore throats, and I've heard a really great recipe for when just even you think you're getting a cold, doing hot water with lemon and honey, and just using it for sore throats and things like that. People who sing all the time, that's a go-to for them all with all that kinds of stuff. But it's also having that same kind of stuff is good for constipation as well. So here's one here, what you're talking about with hair. Dandruff and oily hair fighter, they say lemon juice with warm water. See, there you go. It really helps to break all the grease and all that kind of stuff out of there. And, again, we were talking about with acne and things like that, there's a recipe here for lemon juice with rose water. And, you know, that's a really old one, too. I remember using that when I've been younger to use it on your face. There's just so many things to be able to have with being able to break all that stuff down. So it's just fresh and clean and really works really, really well with everything. So so the next one we have on there was, we've got the lemon and the vinegar, is vinegar. There it is. Vinegar is amazing because it's an application that says its sources that any food containing sugar or starch that can be converted into alcohol can also be made into vinegar. And, of course, the beginnings of vinegar was basically somebody left a bottle open and it turned into, you know, it turns into vinegar instead of wine. So there you go. And they're like, nobody's claiming, you know, how old vinegar is, but it was just that flask that got left open and exposed to the air that fermented it, causing the alcohol to turn into, you know, an acid kind of a thing. And they call that sour wine, of course, because it is sour. But they're talking out in Chinese medicine and things like that, that it goes all the way back to the times of Greece and things like that, where they were using it way beyond all that stuff. And what's cool, too, of the vinegar is there's stories of that, of hot vinegar that was used to crumble large boulders to be able to move, you know, armies through the Alps and all different kinds of stuff. You know, I wonder about that.
Now we know how they built the pyramids.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. They were using it to do even in the mining of all the rock and everything, they were using vinegar. Boy, isn't that amazing? You know, all these guys are like, this is how they made the pyramids. Vinegar. wine that basically turned, you know, sour wine created all these, you know, wonderful buildings and stuff like that. So that's pretty funny.
In other words, don't experience sour grapes because somebody built a pyramid before you?
Exactly. Yeah. When somebody says vinegar, you know, like, going, hey, let me tell you, it's a wonderful thing that I'm having on there. So vinegar, I know that the vinegar is, I always get extra vinegar, especially around Easter time, because, you know, they always have the discounts with people want to color eggs and stuff like that, and you've got to use that in the process of coloring your Easter eggs. But it's great for, you know, all kinds of cleaning appliances. Like, you know, we were talking before about using it with lemons and even coffee with a coffee pot cleaner. You know, that's usually what I do, is I'll stick some vinegar in my coffee pot cleaner, you know, my coffee pot, and let it go through two or three times to get rid of all the built-up hard water and things like that to get in there. So that's always really good to do.
One of the things I learned about vinegar was about a natural way to use it as a pest control.
Oh,
when you have an invasion of ants, you mix white vinegar with water, and it's a 50-50 solution.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always add a drop of dish soap so that you, when you're wiping things down, you're cleaning it as well. But the vinegar stops the ants from breathing, basically. I was watching them. And normally I'm a catch-and-release type of person, but there comes a limit. You know, you talk to the ants and they don't stop. You beg the ants, they don't stop. So finally it's like, fine.
Mm-hmm. And I thought a drop of dish soap just kind of makes it slickery for them, so it's hard for them to get their foot in.
And I found that when you don't add the dish soap, that they can actually walk out. But when you add the dish soap, they get stuck in a bubble or something.
Yeah, because of the way it coats everything.
You're right.
That's
exactly right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So like in any kind of cleansers for the kitchen and things like that, anything that's glass, vinegar is really wonderful diluted down to be able to get things really, really clean. And, you know, I've known, just like I said, any kind of appliances and things like that, if you've got stuck on stuff, you know, basically put some vinegar in with the water, have it diluted down, and just let it sit there for a little while and let the vinegar break down stuff. With my flower shop, sometimes I'll have an older container that'll have hard water spots, or sometimes it's been used, it's been converted into like a terrarium, something like that, for a little while. And so it's got the buildup from the dirt and things like that with it being watered and things like that, and having an internal climate. And if you soak it with a little bit of water and vinegar for a little while, all that stuff goes away. So it's really great on any kind of glass. It really helps to clean all that stuff, though. Vinegar is also really good at anything when it comes to odors. It helps to neutralize and release all that stuff. So, and even in personal release, personal uses, we're looking at athlete's foot and things like that that are really good. And there's one here that's kind of surprising to me. It was, it's good for swimmer's air prevention. So, again, talk to your doctor. But this one's saying a little bit of alcohol with vinegar is good for swimmer's air because it helps with bacterial.
I've only heard about the rubbing alcohol. I've only heard about the rubbing alcohol because.
Yeah, I've done rubbing alcohol, but I didn't know about vinegar. Yeah, yeah.
What's
so,
the purpose? Did they say what the purpose is of the vinegar?
Well, it says the swimmer's is the name for the bacterial infection that occurs in an outer ear.
Oh.
And then commonly occurs after the day after somebody swim in, when a protective layer of the wax is worn away. So it rips the bacteria water out of the ear, making the lower risk for infection and developing make a solution. Yeah. So it's basically equal parts of vinegar and then regular rubbing alcohol, right? And then have a little bit. You don't put it into the ear. You basically soak a cotton ball, and then you just kind of put it to the opening of the ear so it can kind of go in there. So that way you're not poking, you know, you're never supposed to put things inside your ear.
That's what you read.
Right, right. This is, you know, part of the book. So, and it's also saying, too, when it comes to wart removal, that a spoonful of apple cider vinegar on the wart will help to dissolve it. You put it on a cotton ball, and then you go ahead and put the apple cider vinegar on the wart, and then put a bandage on it and let it just sit on the cotton ball on the wart overnight, and then wash it in the morning with soap and water and repeat it every night for, like, you know, however long until your wart's gone. So apple cider vinegar is the same thing. There's all kinds of really wonderful things about that, and I know on some people for practices it just really is just something that a lot of people, they do like a apple cider vinegar lemonade. And instead of, you know, that tart kind of thing. So only got a couple minutes left, so I want to make sure we hit we get a little baking soda in here too. Because the baking soda was just very, very interesting. When it was first created, it was actually, it's kind of late in the game when it comes to modern history, because it's only actually only been around for maybe 150 to 200 years when it comes to baking soda. And originally had been discovered by the colonists when they were leaving powder from when they were doing all their baking and stuff that they had, the hardwood ash, and when it dried, they were using it to make soap and things like that, and discovered that they could use it for other things as well. But through the years, they finally discovered being able to utilize it for what we know today as baking soda. And the company that created that it's 160 years old. It's the same company, and now we know it is Arm & Hammer, which I thought is really interesting. So the longevity of that is still there. So, you know, we normally think, you know, because thanks to commercials and all that kinds of stuff, everybody knows to take baking soda and stick it in your freezer and your refrigerator to be odored. But there's all different other kinds of things that it's really wonderful for. So just really looking at it as extended life for fruits. And if you actually leave it in your refrigerator, it helps your fruits and vegetables to last longer. So that's something that's really good, because it helps to be able to take all that, the extra moisture and stuff in the air that breaks down vegetables and stuff. So that's just, it helps to, you know, clean sinks. You can put it down sinks and stuff. It helps to be able to do that. It helps your laundry be boosted. And then in personal uses and stuff, there's all different kinds of stuff. So again, we're going to have all this information on the internet with the with our transformation-cafe.com. We'll have that available for everybody. And we'll put a few recipes on there, too, of just some different things that you can do using the Fabulous Four at the grocery store. And we want to thank everybody for joining. Gloria, as always, really thank you for your input and your information. It's always really greatly appreciated.
It's been a delight.
Okay, girl. So let's get together and we'll go get our salt, lemon, and vinegar and baking soda, and then we'll have a little cleaning party. How about that? Okay, girl. I thank you, everybody, for joining us. We'll see you next time here at the cafe.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.